Yes. Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Wednesday, May 7th, 2025. And with the crazy people running the world, we're lucky to be alive. Hello there, Judge. How are you?
Lucky to be alive, Gerald. Nicely put, my friend.
Yeah. Now we have with us Judge Andrew Napolitano, a man when it comes to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that's not allowed anymore. There's no one that knows the facts about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, writes about them, fights about them than Judge Andrew Napolitano. And Judge, you have an article coming out. Again, you know, it's week after week you do this. Holes in the Constitution. What Constitution? Holes in it? What did they ask Trump on NBC that if he has to abide by the Constitution, what did he say?
I don't know. Arguably the most curious and terrifying statement ever made by an American president in public in the modern era. He just took an oath. He's taken this oath twice to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. And he says, I don't know. I'll have to check with my lawyers. I can't even imagine what his political game is by trying to make a statement like that. He's obliged to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution as the Supreme Court interprets it, not as he wants it to be.
Well, you know, what he said, I'm not a lawyer, you know, got my lawyers after. What are you talking about? You know, what kind of crap is that? Do I have to abide? You have to ask your lawyer if you have to abide by the Constitution. You know, it's his attitude of cover of the Trends Journal this week.
Well, I was just thinking the same thing. That cover manifests Trump's attitude. Nothing is above or below ridicule, and he will do anything to advance the perception of him as an all-powerful individual.
Yep. So this article you have, again, it goes beyond Trump. It goes what they've been doing to us all along. Here's the first line. Among the lesser-known holes in the Constitution cut by the Patriot Act of 2001 was the destruction of the wall between federal law enforcement and federal spies. The wall was erected in the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978. So before you go into this, the word Patriot Act, Orwell could not have come up with a better name.
Correct. It's actually an acronym, and I don't remember what each individual letter is, the first letter of what word is, something protecting and advancing or some nonsense, but it's the most unpatriotic piece of legislation ever enacted by the Congress since they enacted the Alien and Sedition Acts in 1798, which made it a crime to criticize the government. That's the last time we had legislation this violative of the Constitution. The Patriot Act allows one FBI agent to authorize another FBI agent to conduct a search, even though the Fourth Amendment says only judges can authorize searches, and they must be on the basis of probable cause of crime presented to the judge under oath. And the instrument of authorization, the warrant, must specifically describe the place to be searched or the person or thing to be seized. I'm quoting from the Fourth Amendment directly. The Patriot Act purports to do away with all that. Before the Patriot Act, if there was a wall, I'll tell you what I mean by that, between intelligence community and law enforcement. So if intelligence is spying, lawful or unlawful, and it comes across evidence of crimes, with the wall, it can't tell the law enforcement community because they can't use evidence that was obtained unlawfully in court. after the Patriot Act under George Bush and Dick Cheney, and with no debate in the House of Representatives whatsoever, the wall came tumbling down. And the intelligence community was required to share what it found with law enforcement. Fast forward to today, and the FBI fully admits when it can't get a search warrant because it doesn't have probable cause of crime, it simply goes to its cousins in the CIA, the NSA, the DIA, whatever you want, there's 17 of them, and asks them to do the spying, and then that's how the FBI gets their evidence. Unlawfully, unconstitutionally, but regularly, consistently, systematically, and admitted in a 906-page report, which is what provoked me to write this piece.
Again, you think the FBI, what have they accomplished? What are some of the great, great victories?
Well, they're, in my view, they're totally unconstitutional. It's a federal plainclothed police force, which is not authorized by the Constitution at all. What did they accomplish? They became an instrument to keep J. Edgar Hoover in power for 50 years by spying on and blackmailing those who could remove him from power. I'm sure they solved some bank robberies in the old days, but today they will claim they keep us safe. How do they keep us safe? They concoct a crime. They make up a crime. They swoop in the last minute and stop the crime from happening and then say, look how we kept you safe. So that powder that that guy was going to ignite that he thought was explosive, it's talcum powder. They were no more close to a crime than you are close to the moon. But that's what the FBI will claim, and the public buys this nonsense.
Yeah. And again, brought to you by this piece of scum that gave us World War II, right? Franklin Roosevelt.
Yes.
FDR, yeah. And again, you know, it's one after another. NSA, Homeland Security. What a bunch of waste of money. They don't, Homeland Security. That's another one that was invented with the Patriot Act. There was no Homeland Security before 9/11.
That's a George Bush concoction. There are about 8,000 FBI agents. There are 160,000 NSA agents who wear khaki pants and black shirts, just like Benito Mussolini's crew did after World War One. And when they arrest you, they don't show badges or guns. They wear masks. This is America. This is Donald Trump's America.
Well, one after another, you know. Yeah, you write this. This is General Warren's. Do not specify what was to be searched or seized. Rather, they authorize the bearers to search wherever they wish and seize whatever they found. Stated differently, to engage in fishing expeditions. I mentioned this is part of your article because look what they did to Scott Ritter.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I haven't seen the evidentiary basis for their raid on Ritter's house, and I haven't seen what they used to steal his passport from him. But they did in public steal his passport, force him to surrender it. There wasn't any violence. He saw that they were armed. They were actually ex-Marines, and he was joking with them, but they were there to harm him by taking away his passport. And then, of course, they raided his house and seized property that belonged to his wife and children, as well as his own. I have not seen what affidavit was presented to a judge to get the judge to sign a warrant. I don't even know if there was a warrant for that kind of a raid. There's supposed to be. Have they prosecuted him? Thanks be to God, no. Have they returned what they have seized from him? The last time I asked Scott about this, which was just a few weeks ago, the answer is no.
And how many showed up in the whole big deal, right?
Oh, they had 40 FBI agents raiding his house. They had a bomb squad and a SWAT team.
Yeah. What kind of men could stoop so low? How rotten can you be? Little power-hungry freaks.
They did the same thing to Roger Stone. In Stone's case, they also sent a boat, because Stone lived on a canal, and a helicopter. Yep. Oh, and in Stone's case, they also brought a CNN camera crew at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I wrote a piece about that called An American Nightmare. Horrific how they want to. And Stone and Ritter are similar personalities and can't be intimidated. But this would terrify almost anybody. 40 people showing up with automatic weapons, a helicopter, a boat, a bomb squad. I mean, this is just beyond any kind of American values.
And that's the way the country is going down. It's right in front of everybody's eyes.
Right.
You go on to write over here. When Congress learned of Nixon's excesses, it enacted FISA, which required that all domestic spying be authorized by the new secret FISA court. Congress then lowered the probable cause of crime standard for the FISA court to probable cause of being a foreign agent, and it permitted FISA court to issue general warrants. How can Congress, which is itself a creature of the Constitution, change standards established by the Constitution? It cannot legally or constitutionally do so, but it did so nevertheless, is what you write. And you know why they did so nevertheless? Because they do what they want to do. Don't you know who I am? I'm a politician in the system. I'll tell you what to do. You're just a piece of crap.
The member of Congress who represents the district just south of where you are in New York State, I'm sure you know the name Mike Lawler, just introduced legislation to make it a crime if you have a choice between buying a product made in Israel and a product made elsewhere, and you choose the elsewhere. The Republicans pulled this legislation from the floor because they didn't have enough votes to pass it. So you talk about members of Congress violating the Constitution. They obviously violated the Constitution with the FISA law. They violated the Constitution with the Patriot Act. They violate the Constitution on a daily basis whenever they interfere with our free choices, like your free choices to purchase a product, your right to say what you want. You know, the original Patriot Act, which allowed one FBI agent to sign off on a warrant for another, they called them national security letters, but it was an agent-generated warrant. Made it a crime for you to tell anyone that you received the warrant. You couldn't tell your spouse in the bedroom, a priest in confessional. You couldn't tell your lawyer in his or her office. You couldn't even tell a federal judge in a courtroom until five federal judges found that unconstitutional, and the Congress finally removed the thou shalt not tell from the Patriot Act. So whoopee-doo. When the FBI comes calling with an agent written search warrant, you can now tell somebody that you got one.
Wow.
That's how bad things are. From time to time, I feel the need to remind people of this. That what provoked me to write this column, a lot of it is history. What provoked me is that it's going on now. And Donald Trump, who was personally victimized by all this spying in 2015 and 2016, hasn't changed anything. He could change this with a phone call, and he hasn't.
You know, Judge, there's so much going on. You know, the this war now ramping up between India and Pakistan, the Israelis and the Yemenis going at it. Israel bombed a lot of the airport in Yemen,
yes,
and other areas. And they came out yesterday, and there's an article, I just had it here. Here we go. This is from The Guardian. An Israeli government minister has vowed that, quote, Gaza will be entirely destroyed, end quote, as a result of the Israeli military victory, and that its Palestinian population will, quote, leave in great numbers to third countries. The declaration on Tuesday, today's Wednesday, by the finance minister, Smotrich, came a day after, you ready for this? Israel's security cabinet approved a plan for Operation Gideon's Chariots, which an Israeli official said would entail, quote, the conquest of the Gaza Strip and the holding of the territories.
Oh, they missed. They forgot one sentence. Approved and financed by the American taxpayer.
And if you come out against this genocide, by definition, you're attacked in America by the government.
Yes.
You're silenced. And they'll probably throw you out of the country if they can. This is disgusting, what's going on in front of everybody's eyes. They're cutting off, they're slaughtering these people every day. I got to write about this stuff, 40, 60, 80, day after day, day after day after day after day in the Gaza Strip, bombing the hell out of the areas of the West Bank, stealing more land, and Israel bombing now, they're ramping up the war with Yemen. Bombs away in Syria, bombs away in Lebanon, and now is it going to be war against Iran? Because this thing is really going, this, it's in front of everybody's eyes. Where is the outrage? Could you imagine if what I just read to you was written by an Arab and there were Jewish people living in this territory?
Oh boy. Well, listen, the Israeli government and its American allies have captured the American government. Our mutual friend, whom you and I admire deeply, who's on my podcast at 3 o'clock this afternoon Eastern, Phil Giraldi, is the country's foremost authority on this. And his latest piece on the United States of Israel is actually captivating and terrifying. Captivating and terrifying. He opines that Trump is afraid to tell Netanyahu to go fly a kite, that he can't stand him, that he will visit indignities on him. Like when Trump announced yesterday that the Houthis had capitulated. Nonsense. But he did announce that we have capitulated, that we have stopped bombing them. Thanks be to God. He didn't tell Netanyahu first, and Netanyahu apparently was, you know, completely flummoxed that he learned about this by watching it on CNN. So Trump will do things like that because he can't stand the Israeli prime minister, but he'll still give him the billions in military equipment to slaughter innocents that he requests, because that is a spigot Trump is afraid, according to Phil, to turn off.
Well, again, look at the money he got from Adelson's, what, hundreds of millions of dollars, moved the embassy from Jerusalem from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, told Israel, you know, that land you stole from the Syrians and the Golan Heights, it's yours.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I don't think Trump will stop the Yemen war. I think he'll keep going with it.
Oh, I think you're right. Oh, and our friend Mike Huckabee, the U.S. ambassador to Israel, announced yesterday no more communication with Hamas or the PLO, with the American embassy. We don't even care what you have to say. Take your complaints elsewhere. Mike is a Christian nationalist who is deeply devoted to the cause of slaughtering Palestinians. This will really get under your skin, Gerald, particularly because of the front cover of the journal for this week. Mike is also a Protestant minister.
I know.
a Protestant Christian minister now doing everything he can to facilitate the slaughter of innocents.
What a bunch of
just babies without arms and legs doesn't seem to affect this Protestant minister.
Oh, what was his daughter? Was the mouthpiece for Trump for a while, wasn't it? When
she's now the governor of Arkansas.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? You look at these clowns. Look at these clowns. Oh, I'm a minister. You're a piece of scum. What Christ do you believe in? Hey, oh, you're an expert at all this stuff. How about thou shalt not kill, fat face, Huckleberry? How about this one? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. What's the matter, Huckleberry? That's in your Bible. What a bunch of phonies. Throwing this religious crap out. Shove it. You have nothing to do with the Christ that you say you believe in.
I'm sorry to say that I agree with you. Unfortunately, there are millions who follow this nonsense. Millions. These are the people that elected Trump. These are the people that applaud what he does. These are the people that run the Congress. These are the people that look the other way when babies are blown up. When anybody is blown up.
Yeah, again, and it's not only this Huckleberry. Where the hell were all the religions during Easter time? You know, about peace. Not a word. Not a word. No, it's a farce. There's no... what's happened to the religions is just like what happened to the Constitution. It has nothing to do with what they say they believe in. It's been destroyed, just like they destroyed the Constitution. Judge, thank you so much for being on. Everybody that you want to see that you things and hear things, again, like today, you're going to have Phil Giraldi on, a real man, former top CIA cat that went into little Georgie Bush's office, showed him the facts. There were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and Bush told him to leave. And this is a top CIA guy, Phil Giraldi, and being the man he is, he left. He left the CIA. He quit. And he's going to be on with Judge Napolitano plus a number of other people. And you got to watch Judging Freedom, because the people that are on there are doing everything they can. They're not just talking about it. They're doing what they can to turn this country around. And by the way, to make this 1,000% clear, they just had an election over there in the UK. You put in an F, a U, and a C in that UK. And that guy Farage won, a populist. The reason being is that in most countries today, the people are disgusted with the parties running the countries. And the same thing in America. There's never been a better time for a third party.
Yes.
The people on Judging Freedom are those kind of people.
Fully agreed. Fully agreed, Gerald. Thank you. Thanks for having me on today. I love these Wednesdays with you.
I do. Thank you, Judge.